This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE consent-based sitting meetings continue. New Mexico does not consent. CCNS brought the New Mexico perspective to the Department of Energy's DOE's latest public meeting to develop a process for communities to step forward to volunteer or consent to sitting future nuclear storage and disposal facilities in their community. The meeting, the fourth of nine, was held in Sacramento, California. The next meeting is scheduled for Denver on May 24th at the Embassy Suites Denver Stapleton. The federal DOE has the responsibility to find a disposal site for commercial irradiated nuclear fuel now in storage at more than 100 nuclear reactors across the U.S. DOE is also charged to find a disposal site for waste generated from the research, development, and manufacturing of nuclear weapons. DOE is not responsible for consolidated storage sites for irradiated fuel, though that is a major focus of the current process. Through a non-regulatory process, DOE is asking the public, quote, to share their values, experiences, and perspectives on issues that are important to DOE's development of a consent-based sitting process, end quote. DOE is searching to define consent, to learn how consent is granted and withdrawn, and how, quote unquote, community well-being is incorporated into sitting decisions, among other things. The U.S. should have done a similar exercise before generating more than 75,000 metric tons of irradiated fuel, with more being produced every day. CCNS is concerned that DOE is pushing a process on states, including New Mexico, that have already emphatically said that they do not consent to new facilities. In New Mexico, the Eddie Lee Energy Alliance is proposing a storage facility for commercial irradiated fuel. At the Sacramento meeting, Joni Ahrens of CCNS stated, quote, for over 35 years, New Mexico has told DOE and the nuclear corporations that it does not consent to commercial irradiated nuclear fuel and defense high-level waste being stored or disposed in the state. In fact, Section 12 of the WIP Land Withdrawal Act states the Secretary of DOE shall not transport high-level radioactive waste or spent nuclear fuel to WIP or emplace or dispose of such waste or fuel at WIP. Yet DOE continues to ignore the law and continues to push for expansion of WIP even though it has failed in its Start Clean, Stay Clean mission, end quote. CCNS requested that DOE, quote, publicly affirm that states that do not consent will be excluded from any future nuclear facility sitting process, end quote. To learn more about DOE's consent-based sitting initiative, please visit www.energy.gov/NE/consent-based-sitting. Where you can view the previous meetings held in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Atlanta. DOE will webcast future meetings live. To learn more about the community perspective, please visit the Nuclear Information and Resource Service website at www.nirs.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at www.nuclearactive.org.